Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God is good, church.
Yeah, all the time.
God is good.
Yes.
Let us stand. Heavenly Father, your Son, Jesus' name. We thank you for, Lord, this day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in. Now, Holy Spirit, we give you free liberty to move in this, Father God, preaching moment. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For life and life more abundant.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Even life eternal.
Yes, God.
So, Lord, allow me, your manservant, to deliver your word.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We praise you in advance for what you're about to do and what you're about to say in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Now, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We come against any demonic attack against your people, Father. So, Lord, we say, have your way.
Have your way.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If you would so kindly come with me to the Old Testament book of Exodus. The Old Testament book of Exodus. Chapter 4. Exodus chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. The book of Exodus, the fourth chapter, beginning at verse 1. The Lord is here, church.
Yes, hallelujah.
The Spirit of the living God is in the room.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless his holy name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 4, beginning at verse 1.
Amen.
Are you there, church?
Yes.
Amen.
Let us read. And Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice. For they will say, the Lord hath not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thine hand? And he said, a rod. Come on, go down to verse 10. Exodus chapter 4, verse 10. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb or deaf? Or the seeing? Or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. And he said, O my Lord, sin I pray thee by the hand of him who thou wilt sin. Verse 14. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? And I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee, and when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. And thou shalt speak unto him, and put words in his mouth, and I will be with thy mouth, and with his mouth, and will teach you what ye shall do. And he shall be thy spokesman unto the people, and he shall be, even he shall be to thee instead of a mouth, and thou shalt be to him instead of God. And thou shalt take this rod, say rod, church,
rod,
in thy hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs.
My goodness.
We'll stop at verse 18. And Moses went and returned to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said unto him, Let me go, I pray thee, and return unto my brethren which are in Egypt, and see whether they be yet alive. And Jethro said to Moses, Go in peace.
Amen.
What is in your hands? What is in your hands?
Amen.
I am so fascinated with the book of Exodus, and it's been a long time since I've been in the book of Exodus, but God has led me to the second book written in the Bible to speak to you today through the life of Moses. If you know anything about the Word of God, in the beginning was the Word was God, the Word was with God, but in the beginning, in the book of Genesis, God created the heavens and the earth. And we learn from the book of Genesis about the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we can add Joseph, because there must be put emphasis on Joseph because of the dream that Joseph had. We now see through the first few chapters in Exodus that dream being fulfilled. But before Joseph had a dream, God gave Abraham a promise and a blessing that I will bless you. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse those who curse you. All families in the earth, Abraham, will be blessed through you.
My God.
So as we learn in the book of Genesis about the patriarch, we see right here in this fourth chapter of Exodus, the life of Moses. In the first chapter, Moses is born, and it was a decree sent out by Egypt because the children of Israel was growing and multiplying so fast. A new king rose up in Egypt who did not know Joseph, who did not know the children of Israel, who had no respect for God's people. So a new king said, We must do something about the children of Israel, for if we go to war, they are multiplying so fast. If we do not do something real soon, they will multiply so fast and overtake us, overthrow our kingdom. So we must put something, or put an end to what they're experiencing through God's blessing. See, the life of Moses show us full force that the descendants of Abraham multiplied and grew. And if you go back to Genesis chapter 12, where God promised Abraham, I'm going to bless you beyond the stars in the sky. I'm going to bless you beyond the sand on the beach. I'm going to bless you tremendously. We see that in Exodus, the children of Israel was many. But they were in bondage. They were in slavery. Because in chapter 15 of Genesis, God said they are rebellious people. They are a people that I must put into bondage. They are a people I must get their attention. They are a people that sometimes do not want to follow my way and my will for them in this thing called life. Oh, church, hear it today. Please write it down. Obedience is the way to move the heart of God. Obedience is the way to move the heart of God. Disobedience is the way to grieve the heart of God. Disobedience is the way to grieve the heart of God. Oh, help me preach right now, Holy Ghost. God is sometimes not moved by your tears. God is sometimes not moved by your circumstance. God is sometimes not moved by even your needs. But he says obedience is better than sacrifice. I know full force how it is to obey or disobey God. Oh, church, understand today, God is not pleased with what's going on in his church.
Jesus. Amen.
I, for one, I'm just sick and tired of Christians acting like they're weak. I am so sick and tired of Christians acting like the devil has the power. I'm so sick and tired of us not believing this word of God.
Jesus.
Amen. Jesus.
See, Moses, even Moses said, Oh, Lord, I don't measure up. I am not good enough. I feel inadequate. I am not smart enough. I did not go to the right colleges. I am not eloquent. because of God himself.
My God.
And he says, Moses, I know you feel inferior, and that's what grieves me about sometimes. Can I just be myself today? The African-American community, we bought into some of the stereotypes. Black people are lazy. That stigma that stuck to some of us. Oh, glory to his name. We're looking for a handout. We're looking for somebody to do something for us. We're looking for others to do what we're supposed to do for ourselves. And God is saying, what's in your hands? What is it that I've given you in your hands? Look at your hands, church. Your hands are blessed.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Your hands are anointed.
Hallelujah.
Your hands are gifted.
Yes.
Your hands are able. Your hands. God has blessed your hands.
Yes.
Moses. Moses, my servant, Moses, what's in your hand? That's the question God wants to ask us today. Oh, God gonna rev it up in a minute. Oh, but that's the question that God wants to ask. What's in your hand today? In the name of Jesus. Oh, church, please understand. God knows what you need before you ask him. God knows what you're dealing with. God knows in the name of Jesus. Before you even ask. We miss this thing where the pastor gotta pry you to come to church. The pastor gotta push you to come to prayer. The pastor gotta beg you to come to Bible study. That devil is a liar.
Hallelujah!
We had all glory to his name. It grieves me, pastor. You have the Catholic and the Jew filling temples, filling synagogues. Not come back void, but it shall accomplish what I sent it to do. Yes. And we got to beg to come to Bible study.
Amen. Amen.
And God is looking down on his church. Because the reason why the rapture has not raptured us up yet is because the Spirit of the living God is on his church.
Amen. My God.
When God takes his church out of this earth realm, all hell is going to break loose. When the great tribulation period happens, all hell is going to be unleashed.
Hallelujah.
When Armageddon and the new earth comes, church. See, sometimes we just don't believe the word.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So sometimes the fire under our behinds is not hot enough. Can I just be honest?
That's right.
And we think God is moved by tears. When we think he's moved by phony praise and worship. You think your marriage is really going to stand up just having an appearance of a good marriage? You really think, Pastor, now I just saying your marriage, your house, your church better be built on a rock?
All right.
See, we miss this thing. We miss it because sometimes what sin is, yes, grace does abound, but that's not the time to be passive.
Oh.
That's not the minute to get lazy on God.
Amen.
Moses was in your hand. See, the children, you got to understand the word of God. The children of Israel disobeyed God so much. Time and time again, he put them in bondage. Time and time again, they disobeyed. But time and time again, God loved them so much, he always sent a judge, a rescuer, and finally his own son.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Church, ain't no more coming after Jesus.
That's it.
Ain't no more judges.
Right.
Ain't no more Moses.
Jesus.
I can't even say that. No Moses. ain't no more Joseph.
See?
Jesus, this is it. We are living in the last days, and we're going to let alcohol destroy our homes? The brother read it earlier, eyes full of adultery. We're going to let that tear down our marriage? Just because someone looking at your husband or your wife? And God is saying, own up.
Amen.
If this church fell, I ain't going to look at no corrupt church. We teach it all the time. Are you going to be faithful with a few things so I can make you ruler over many?
Yes, Jesus.
I wish I could just share the blessings that Pastor I experienced by obeying.
Jesus.
I wish I could just sit down with you and share natural manifestations.
Oh.
Real just like this wood when you obey God. And you hear the word. Brother read it earlier. It's like you go back to the world. It's like a dog returning to vomit. It's like a pig going back to mud. It's what I'm used to. And God said, we got to come up. I've given you a land flowing with milk and honey. We have the promised land. We have blessings. We have the blessings of Abraham in our hands. But God will not do the work for you. God ain't gonna just do a magic wand and make your marriage what it should be. God ain't gonna just wave a wish over you and your family and say life is great and grand. Moses, you're great, you're humble, I'm gonna use you in a mighty way, but what's in your hand, Moses? See, when we read the Bible, and we saw the Ten Commandments with Moses parted the sea with the rod. We saw the first plague, one of the first plagues, Moses raised that rod, and blood was everywhere. We saw Moses use that rod to lead the sheep of Jethro. We saw Moses use that rod as they went to battle. As long as his hands was up, the Israelites were winning. As long as his hands fell, that rod fell. God gave the children of Israel over to the army, but that rod was used for so much. But it began just as a shepherd's rod, leading those sheep around. See, God wants to talk to us church today.
Amen.
Even before I became a Christian, I gave my life over to Christ. Then I was in college and flunking out of school, and my first job was cleaning bathrooms, Sister Bert. And I was so disgusted with myself that I let so many people down. And I went into this one stall this one time, and it was just so disgusting. And I got disgusted with myself for blowing certain opportunities that God had given me. And then I went on to become a dishwasher. And at that job at Short Hills Mall, they promoted me to a cook. And then after that, I went to AT&T, and the mail was AT&T. I went to the mail room, another entry-level position. And after that, I became part of the purchasing department. I had a little company car, and they sent me to do some of the purchasing for the company.
Amen.
And after that, I went on to FedEx, and I became a cargo handler. And they said, there's opportunity for promotion to be a courier. You make more money, you got more freedom, and another promotion. And even as I saw myself as a failure for so long,
Amen.
God said, son, do you see the pattern? Ain't nothing too spiritual about it, but do you see what just natural hard work will bring you?
Yeah.
We want to make it so spiritual. We want God to do everything, but do you see in the When divine healing was manifested, we were in position to say, Lord, go ahead and handle the rest.
My God.
Oh! See, sometimes we as the church are at fault. Because we say, if you just tithe, prosperity is inevitable. If you just give a tenth, if you just come to church, if you just do what you're supposed to do outwardly, the blessings of Abraham will follow you. And we've been lied to for so long. Trust me, those pastors, trust me, those preachers, trust me, those politicians, trust me, those who you see with success naturally, trust me, in the name of Jesus, Oprah and all the rest are applying biblical principles,
right,
and they're getting fat like a rat. All for what God has given us as believers.
Jesus.
And God is saying, this is for y'all. God is saying, this is for us. See, when we say it can't be no more church as usual, I dare somebody at this stage of the game. Because the first year, the first time I heard how many members do you have, I was moved to say, I'm a failure at this thing. Because across the street they got 100, we have 10. So in comparison in the natural, can I just keep it plain today?
Amen.
I can't get too spiritual because there's too many people missing. There are too many people who are missing what God is saying to the church. So I need to color, I need to paint a picture today of spirituality, of Christianity. Yes, yes, yes. The spiritual will always outweigh the natural. But let's just make the gospel real today. Pastor and I, yesterday, we took the family to the fireworks. And all night long, all morning long, we said it was just a wonderful event. And I went to Perry's this week, Perry's funeral home in North, to do some business with my mother. And Brother Edgar, as I was leaving, there was a funeral service going on. And I happened to peek in the room, they had the door open. I lie to you now, it was less than 10 people in the room. And the first thought that hit me, I said, Lord, when I leave, please let me be a little more loved than that.
Jesus.
Can I just be real today?
Amen.
I said, Lord, when they throw the dirt on, please let me feel a little more loved than that.
Jesus.
And then just the door was just a few steps away, and I heard the brother preaching his heart out. He said, if it was not for the grace of Almighty God, we'd be putting some of the Bible notes. He said, if it was not for the grace of Almighty God, we'd be shooting something in our veins.
Jesus.
And by the time I got to the car,
glory,
I said, well, Lord, I guess the person who was deceased had they run in with drugs and alcohol. And obviously some wagging tongues are still wagging. And a man of God right now is trying to encourage those who was faithful enough to come out. Don't take the grace of God for granted. But as I drove home, I thought about that young man or young woman in that casket. I thought about Michael Jackson. And I said, Lord, what is it that Christians are missing? It's a sobering word, but the devourer is devouring us.
Yeah.
That's why you cannot afford not to tithe. You can't afford not to give a tenth. The Bible says, and it shall come forth in due season. See, when it comes forth in due season, that's a good thing. You ever eat a beautiful, Sister Linda, a beautiful watermelon? I mean, you pluck that thing.
You know it.
And you pluck it at your marriage. That's how they say pluck it. Pluck the watermelon.
That's right.
Then you cut that bad boy open. I mean, it's red. It's juicy.
Yes.
Ripe watermelon. And then you take that thing, you know the rhyme, you all in the rhyme and all that juice.
I know, that's it.
Amen.
That's it.
But have you ever had that experience that you bite that watermelon and it's not good at all? See, that fruit came not in its due season. Because if it was due season, that thing would be so sweet. That thing would be so good. That thing would be so nourishing. That thing would be so awesome. Make you want to smack somebody so good. But sometimes you get oranges and you get produce, you get bananas before they're seasoned, and they don't taste good.
That's right.
That's true. Amen. So God said, the tithe, I'm rebuking the hand of the devil not to devour your children, your marriage, your substance, your job, your ministry, your anything.
Yes.
God says, I'll rebuke the devourer for God. Says he'll rebuke the devourer for our sake. Church, when I look at the life of Moses,
thank you.
And I'm saying, he's not just next in line to be king for Pharaoh. He's Moses, and he's been in Egypt, and he's experienced wealth. Yeah, he's saying, Lord, I'm not eloquent, I'm slow of speech, I'm slow of tongue. And many of us, if you had childhood stigmas, if you had childhood stereotypes, if somebody ever told you was not smart enough, preachers already told you not good enough, some people still calling you dumb, some people still calling you a has-been, some people still calling you not good enough, in the name of Jesus, we got to put those stereotypes and stigmas down.
My God.
Amen.
Because you'll keep picking up. That he has promised you.
Amen.
And that's what, see, we share our testimony, not just to glorify ourselves, that we can put down something that was doing us harm. We share down, we put down alcohol, we share down, we stop sleeping around, we share down, we can't be under a corrupt ministry because we want the blessings of Almighty God.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I want his blessings. You been broke enough? Have you been poor enough? Have you been taking a bus long enough?
Yeah.
Have you been in that apartment, that shelter, long enough?
Amen.
God says, what's in your hand? What is it that's in your hand? See, I wish, even in this ministry, Pastor, I discern things and see things. And some people are going through some things. But your brother and your sister ain't your enemy. Your brother and your sister ain't the one that got you into what you're in.
Yes.
It ain't your brother or your sister that you should be taking it out on. It ain't your brother or your sister that anger should be targeted. It ain't your brother or your sister that should be
my God, my God. Go ahead.
And we go through all this weight in life, and we want to come put all this burden on people that don't deserve it.
My God.
And the devil and the liar, because we'll have love, we'll have connection, we'll have camaraderie, we'll have chemistry in this church.
Amen.
As long as I'm living.
Yeah.
As long as I'm the pastor.
Yeah.
We all gonna get along up in here.
Amen.
We all gonna get along. We all gonna help each other. We're all gonna bless each other. We're all gonna encourage each other. We're all gonna pray for one another.
Yes, God. Thank you.
We're gonna pray for one another.
Hallelujah.
If we can't get it right in these four walls,
my God,
we're gonna invite people to church.
Hey, hallelujah.
And they're gonna want what we have. You still hating on your sister? She getting preaching opportunities. She's singing. She's being used by the church. And you're jealous?
My God.
Jealous of what? God is saying, come on, children. Because sometimes that's what we acting like, children. Just like these little beautiful children right here. We all full grown, 45, 50, 70, 80 years old. And God says, come on, children. Come on, children. I'm trying. See, Moses, when we look at the life of Moses, and Moses says, I don't feel eloquent. Okay, I'll send your brother Aaron with you. Aaron can talk, Aaron can speak, Aaron is better communicated than you. I'll send Aaron. See, a church is a church because of pastors and congregations. Yes, we're the temple of God. Yes, we're the body of Christ. But a church, we can't make this happen without y'all.
Amen.
And you don't think the devil now is going to turn up the heat on your marriage, on your money, on your ministry, because you say yes to help a work that God has ordained in you.
Yes. My God. Yes.
And now that the attack is in your face, on your home, you want to bow down? And we're on the front line, not that we're better or bigger, but guess what? All hell is trying to penetrate this fort too.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Jesus. When do we get it that we're not supposed to have the devil come after us who really love God?
Amen. Amen.
When do we get that life is going to be easy and handed over to us? When do you ever see a successful person not doing the work that they need to do to be successful?
Jesus.
And we're going to keep pointing your fingers 30, 40, 50, 60 years later.
Hallelujah.
And Pastor read it earlier, forgive those. Even if your sister did something against you.
Oh, yeah.
The Bible says, forgive and you shall be forgiven.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Even if they're wrong.
Yeah.
Even if they're gossiped.
Yeah.
Even if they're in error.
Yeah.
The Bible says, you must forgive.
Yeah.
You must forgive.
That's right.
You must forgive. Your Father has forgiven you.
Yeah.
Does anybody need forgiveness? Like you've arrived and my life is so down in the mud. And God is saying, if you allow me to use what's in your hand today, I fill up your hand
my
with
God.
New stuff tomorrow.
Speaking.
Yes. In the book of Acts, the 22nd chapter, Paul said, everybody saw the light, but but only I heard the voice.
Mm.
People wish they could hear what you hear. A lot of folk I told to come to church today, but they hardened their heart and did not come. The young man should have stayed. He hardened his heart and left.
Amen.
People are going through with their husbands and their wives and their children, and God is speaking, go here instead of the cookout, go here instead of the beach, go here instead of the mall, go here to eat what they have to offer. And they're hardening their hearts. And while they consume that hot dog, while they consume that hamburger, while they have a grand time at the beach, the devil's still winning.
Amen.
Devil's still defeating.
Amen.
Devil still has a plan to destroy not just you, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren.
Jesus.
And God is saying, for those of you who pressed your way today, not only have you not hardened your heart, not only have you obeyed my voice, not only am I going to bless you beyond measure, not only am I going to owe glory to his name,
Thank you, God.
Thank you. I'll put increase. Say increase.
Increase.
In your hand.
Oh, God. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hey,
thank you.
The book of Exodus, the reason I say it's a great book, because it shows the character of God. God says, my ways are higher than your ways, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts.
Yes,
the book of Exodus shows us that God remembered the promise that he gave Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Bible shows us in the book of Exodus that God will always speak to his people. The Bible shows us in the book of Exodus that God loves to dwell amongst his people. The book shows us in the book of Exodus that God is a God of judgment.
Mm.
Yes. God is a God of salvation.
Amen.
And the character of Almighty God,
Jesus,
more than anything, shows that God is a God of love.
Yes, 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 yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, God.
And that's why God got to make it so plain today.
Amen.
I had no idea what God was going to say today.
Okay.
But God is saying, I got to make it so relevant, so plain, not so mystical, not so spiritual, that they won't be defeated like so many have fallen. I mean, church, you can't even imagine how many divorces are going to take place before 2009 is over with Christian marriages. So if you've been married for any length of time, praise God right now.
Hey, hallelujah!
Glory!
Hey,
successfully! But anyway,
glory, hallelujah!
Give God glory!
Glory!
We miss this thing. We saw the devil in times of past going after individual marriages. Now they're going after the institution of marriage. They want the whole shebang.
That's right.
See, this gay marriage movement, it ain't just tickling the fancies of the lesbian and the gay person. They're going after the God-given, ordained way of marriage. So guess what? Looks like sometime they went into me.
Right.
And Christians still sitting back, letting this mess happen. That's why God got to make it so plain. We can't point to Obama. And God is saying, what's in your hands? We can't point to Booker over in Newark. And God is saying, what I've given you? But we can't point to Nero of Calvary. And God is saying to new creation, well, what have I given y'all? See. Sometimes I'm tempted to have a pity party.
Me too.
And God says, you better get up. You better act like you know.
Okay.
Because if you tell me, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen, by faith through the word of God, the world was born, the world was created, the world was made. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Church, don't give up your faith. separate us from the love of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God, thank you.
Amen. Thank
Praise
you.
The Lord.
Hey.
This is I'm closing. You read about the accounts of Moses. And Moses did great exploits. Moses did wonderful things with that rod for the people of Israel. Eventually, except Caleb and Joshua, they all died in the wilderness because they kept disobeying. But That rod that was in Moses' hand. There was a time during the time of thirst for the children of Israel in the desert. Exodus chapter 17. God told Moses, take that rod and strike the rock. And water came gushing out of the rock. Exodus chapter 17. And the children, thirst was quenched. We move on over to Numbers. I think it's the 12th chapter. God spoke to Moses clearly as I'm talking to you right now. Although Moses had the rod, God did not say use the rod this time. Church, God said speak to the rock in the sight of the people so that the water would come out as you speak to the rock. But because the people got on Moses' nerves so bad, Moses had that same rod that was so much blessing in, that so much prosperity came out of that rod, so much miraculous signs came from that rod. Moses took that rod and stroked the rock twice. Boom. Boom. And water came gushing out of the rock. And he said, y'all want water, rebellious people? There you go. And because of that very act of disobedience, because it shows the people that God is not holy enough for Moses to obey, because of that one act of losing your temper,
Jesus,
Moses was not allowed to go into the promised land.
Jesus.
And some people say, that's messed up.
Yeah.
All that Moses did, all that complaining, all that backbiting, you know how many times they tried to stone me, God?
Jesus.
Now you're saying, I'm not going to experience milk and honey? Now you're saying, there ain't going to eat no big old grapes?
See?
Now you're saying, the fruit of the land is not mine?
See?
Now, Moses, after all of this, that I dealt with these people, your people, I can't go in? And God said, no, Moses. That's it. Discussion over. You cannot go into the promised land. But church, when you fast forward, oh glory to his name. When you know your Bible, you read John chapter 17. I think it's around there somewhere. But in the name of Jesus, the mountain of transfiguration. Give you enough. chance to be with his son, Jesus.
Mm. My God, hallelujah.
They appeared Elijah. They appeared Jesus. And it says, and Moses came, and they talked with the Messiah, our Savior. Mm. So, church, when you obey God, even after you close your eyes on this side of heaven, blessings will outlast you.
My God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
You cannot possibly see everything God is showing you. Because when you obey God, sometimes the vision is so enormous. You're like, God, you do chronologically the age, and you say, Lord, what you're showing me? No way can that possibly happen in one lifetime. And God is sometimes saying, son, that's for generations to come. Daughter, that's for your children's children.
Yes.
The blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Joseph, and Moses
are
trickling on down.
Yes, God.
Thousands of years later, you and I are here, still receiving the blessings of those who obey God. So the generations that come after us, they're only going to receive blessings as we obey God. This gospel is never the gospel and the blessings and the opportunity are just too much. They're too enormous for one individual. That's why the gospel is so awesome.
Yes, it is.
That's why you can talk to a room full of people and the word is for everybody.
Yes, it is.
That's why as I'm saying one thing, you're hearing something else from Almighty God.
Right.
That's why the gospel is so powerful. It's more than just a book with ink and names written on it. But God says, when you obey me.
Yes.
That's why Paul in his writings, if you go look at Romans and all the epistles, there are names in our Bibles that have never been mentioned by anybody but Paul. Because God says, I'll make your name great. Paul says, and remember so-and-so, and greet so-and-so, and remember so-and-so, they helped me, and so-and-so helped them create your church, and so-and-so gave, and so-and-so sacrificed, and so-and-so stayed late, and so-and-so kept coming when we were small, and so-and-so laid on their face to pray, and so-and-so helped us no matter what, and so-and-so got over her feelings, and so-and-so kept moving on, and so-and-so, now that they blessed more than so-and-so, they're giving back to so-and-so. Now they understand the word in plain old English. Now they understand the Bible, and it ain't too far behind their comprehension. That's why I made it so a baby can understand it. That's why I made the gospel in reach of the children. So we're without excuse, church. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
I just want to pray. I want to pray for those of you sometimes those of you who know you have gifting in your hands, you know you're anointed to do better than what you're doing, you know God expects more out of you, you know God wants more out of you. And sometimes we still fall short of what God is expecting of us. But God is saying today we're going to break that thing. God is saying today we're going to break that thing. Because church, unless true deliverance really comes, unless true deliverance really comes, let me say it one more time. Unless true deliverance comes. Just like the children of Israel, there's certain mountains God will keep taking you around because he loves you. He won't allow the devil to destroy you, but why go around that mountain one more time? Why waste your time and waste God's time when you have stuff to do and people to meet and places to go? They want to ask you to speak at the next family reunion.
Amen.
They speak something in you.
Jesus.
When you visit down south in the local church, I don't know what God is saying, but he said you had a word for us.
Amen.
Amen.
There's some airplanes that y'all are supposed to be on.
Jesus.
Flying up out of Elizabeth. Going to minister somewhere. There's some people y'all going to get delivered from drugs and alcohol.
Jesus.
There's some marriages y'all are going to perform. There's some people y'all going to do the eulogy for. There's some houses y'all are supposed to bless.
Amen.
There's some businesses y'all are supposed to bless.
Amen.
And God is saying, I need to pray to seal this word today because we all got something.
Hallelujah.
I don't care if it's braiding hair. I don't care if you know how to do hair. I don't know if you wash cars. I don't know if you're good at building buildings. I don't know if you're good at baking or cooking. But we all got something.
Amen.
Whether it's spiritual or natural,
yeah,
we're all good at something.
Yeah.
And God said, in this season, whatever in your hands, I want to bless that.
My God.
I want to bless that.
Hallelujah.
So come on, church, to the altar.
Yeah.
Because we're going to pray and seal this word. Because God ain't finished with any of us yet.
Yeah.
God wants to bless us beyond compare. We ain't like any other church. We ain't like any other people. Because God has called us for a time such as this. So in the matchless name of Jesus, I don't know about you, but I need somebody to pray for me. I need somebody to continue to lift me up. I need somebody to intercede. Because God ain't done with me yet.
Yes.
And God is saying he ain't done with y'all yet. So in the name of Jesus, I'm going to ask Pastor to anoint and bless. I'm going to pray because the word is right now going to work with the anointed oil in the name of Jesus. Go forth, Pastor. Just pray and bless, and I'm going to pray on this mic. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your people who have pressed their way on this 4th of July weekend. Father God, they find it not robbery, although it's a sunny day, although some other invites came, although there were options today, but in the name of Jesus, they chose to come and worship your name and worship your glory. So in the name of Jesus, this word was for them, knowing that they have something significant in their hand. Their possession of God is within them in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have placed seeds of greatness in their spirits. Lord, you have placed seeds of honor in their bellies. Lord, you have placed something divine. They are pregnant with purpose. They are pregnant with power. They are pregnant in the name of Jesus with potential and possibilities. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that they're receiving your blessing.
Yeah.
I thank you that they're not leaving this church feeling insignificant. I thank you that they're not leaving this church feeling powerless. I thank you in the name of Jesus, they're not going to leave this church being weak and devoured by the enemy of these last days. But in the name of Jesus, they're going to use these hands to glorify your name.
Yeah.
They're going to use their hands to read your word. They're going to use their hands to pray to Almighty God. They're going to use these hands with children. They're going to use these hands to bless their own children and their own marriages. They're going to use these hands to build businesses and ministries. They're going to use their blessed hands to anoint this wicked world. They're going to use their blessed hands to build your kingdom and the earth realm. They're going to look at their hands as being blessed. They're going to look at their hands as being anointed. They're going to look at their hands differently from they ever looked at their hands before. In the name of Jesus, oh, I thank you for the hands of the people of God. I thank you for the blessing of Almighty God. Lord, put healing in their hands. Lord, put anointing in their hands. Lord, put blessings in their hands. In the name of Jesus, Lord, allow even the musicians to rise up from this ministry. Put music in some of their hands. Put preaching in some of their hands. Put, in the name of Jesus, business ideas in some of their hands. So in the name of Jesus, lift those hands up, church. Lift those hands toward heaven. Lord, even if they got lifted hands, praising you with those same hands, giving you glory with lifted hands, total surrender to Almighty God, total submission to Almighty God. Lord, we surrender all. Lord, we give you all. Lord, we crucify this flesh right now and say in the name of Jesus, we die daily and we pick up our cross willingly. I know now that I'm in the season. As they lift hands, Lord. Bless their hands. Purify their hands. Anoint their hands. Breathe on their hands. Give them power in their hands. Give them ability in their hands. Give them skills in their hands. So in the name of Jesus. Even Lord. Some are called to be evangelists. As they hand out the flyer, as they hand out the tract, as they go through the neighborhood, talking to the gangbanger and the drug dealer, and those working on their crossover dribble on a basketball court, those working on their jump shots, as they shake their hands, let that transferring spirit, that anointing that they're leaving this church with, allow this anointing to go down to their family. Allow this anointing, even if they don't fight against flesh and blood, let them fight with these spiritual hands. Warn against this devil that's trying to tear our marriages apart, trying to keep us in a crack house, trying to keep us hooked on cocaine and marijuana. That devil trying to destroy our children. Allow these blessed hands to build your work. Let them hold a weapon in one hand. Let them hold a tool in the other hand. And as they fight the good fight, let them keep building the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name. Amen.